Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So one of the things that we always try to encourage is good change and having a good mindset. And today I wanted to discuss what it means to become a good Muslim, a good human being, someone that is of service to others as well as yourself. Look after your mind, look after your body, look after every aspect of your being. So the first thing is to have the will to change. In order for you to bring change into your life, you have to be willing to accept that change. Allah won't change you or your condition unless you want to change it within yourself. And this takes time and effort. It takes action. The second thing is to stop making excuses. Do not procrastinate. If you are looking to change something about your life, don't overthink. Just go for it. Just say Bismillah and go for it. And seriously, it is all about accountability. You owe it to yourself to bring good change into your life. And if you want to be deserving of that good life, that happy life, then you must incorporate that change and welcome it. Another thing is to stop being angry or allowing small things to make you angry, especially when it comes to decision making. If you are always angry and you act out on something, you are not being just with yourself because you're not in the correct mind to make a decision. And sometimes we do make harsh decisions when we are angry. Anger is also known to destroy relationships, and also it can have negative impact on your health. Becoming more self-aware is also important. Giving yourself that awareness of how you behave in certain situations. Take a step back, listen to what you're saying, or understand what you are about to say and the implications of your words. Love yourself. I know this is cliche, but I need to mention it. And whatever decisions that come forth, you try to make the best decision based off your interests. We seek guidance from Allah to be good human beings. That is where the guidance comes from. We should also take good care of ourselves. Setting goals is another great way of bringing change into your life. If you don't have a starting point, how do you know where you're going? If you know where you are going and you have some sort of milestone or objective to fulfill, then you are setting a baseline for change. We should also be thankful to Allah for all the blessings that He provides every single day. And just as the human body, all you have to do is look at a particular organ, and not even that, a particular cell that is in your body. Each of these organs, each of these cells have a duty. They are fulfilling all these things by the will of Allah to keep you alive. Had anything be altered in that specific era, it could be the end of you, or it could affect your health. So all these things that are going on in your body, they are all happening by the will of Allah. So we should be grateful. Give thanks to Allah for the countless blessings He provides. It's not about obsessing over what other people have. Look at what is in front of you. Be grateful for that. Even if it's something small to you, just remember that there's someone out there that doesn't have that particular thing. So be grateful for the things that Allah provides. Let's become role models for today's society. Helping others in the community, doing good for others, being kind, smiling, just setting a good example. The best of role models, the best example is Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's important that we learn about his life, read the biography, the seerah of the Prophet, and that way we can start to incorporate these beautiful characteristics into our lives, inshallah. Visiting the sick is something that is encouraged in Islam, as well as helping them in any way that you can. Showing people that you care. Every now and then, you may send a text message to them and just ask how they are. These simple things may be small to you and huge means of hasana for you because you are asking about another person, a brother or sister that you are showing genuine concern about. So these are really good characteristics to have. So, I want to end with this. We have busy lives. I get it. We have so much distractions. around us, but don't let that stop you be a human being, being kind to others, giving hope to others through your words. And these words are what we are taught through the Quran and Sunnah. If we use these two sources, they can help us and they can also help others around us, inshallah. Thank you for joining. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.